everyone. Welcome to Late Night Tea with Dr. Ksenia and co-host and husband, Russ.
We're on a mission to empower families everywhere.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Ksenia Gershberg, and I'm founder of Empowered Mama Chiropractic. I'm super excited to be here with you for some Late Night Tea with my co-host and husband, Russ.
Hello, everyone.
Today, we're going to be talking about my favorite topic surrounding around birth. And we're going to be talking about ways that can help you during this time. I know that a lot of moms are trying to scramble and change their birth plans, and we want to provide some great feedback and support, but also tell you about our own experience and our own births.
Yeah, and everyone's experience is going to be unique. And it is obviously understandable that, you know, right now a lot of people would like to receive that birth center and home birth.
I think that it's essential to have an important, very supportive team. I think that was the key to giving birth the second time around. The first time I had a 40-hour labor, and I was still in chiropractic school, not really knowing much about pregnancy or postpartum even. I was first out of all my friends to give birth, so I really didn't know what to expect. And somebody mentioned like the word doula, they just threw it out at school. And I was like, oh, what is that? And they sent me some information about their doula that they had. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just check it out. And thankfully, we had an amazing doula for our first birth that I think played a huge role. But that birth was so long. Even though I wanted a natural birth, I ended up getting an epidural because of Pitocin, and I wasn't getting, my water broke after I adjusted my last patient in student clinic, and I went home and wasn't getting any contractions, and so we went to the hospital, which was 40 minutes away, and spent the night there, and our doula met us in the morning, and without having any contractions still, we chose Pitocin. And it was a cascade of events after that.
Yeah, and from my perspective, I didn't know what was happening. And just to backtrack a little bit, I didn't even know what a doula was. I didn't know what their job was and how essential it's actually going to be in the first birth. Only until we got to that point where she just arrived, and now that I think of it, it was like an angel coming down, and like just everything, it was like a turning point of sorts, because she was just so supportive. And
did she bring like Uno or something for us to play?
Yes. I haven't played Uno like for like 5 years up until that point, I think.
That's the key, right? Like distractions are so essential and important. And like if your contractions start at home, then, you know, do distractions at home. But we got lucky that our doula brought some great stuff for the hospital.
Yeah, I feel like she was our guide. And she was leading the way because we honestly did not know. At least I did not know what's my role. I didn't know what to do. My perspective was that of all the movies that I watched before, and none of it has helped me with being supportive at that moment, because I simply did not know what to do. And so I was just there to observe, to listen, and to do what I'm able to do in order to help you.
Yes, definitely. I think that for our second birth, like, it changed so much. So for the second birth, you were ready and you knew how to support me, and that birth was my dream birth, and we it was short and fast, and I felt very supported. And we decided on giving birth at the San Francisco Birth Center. And there I was supported by an amazing team of midwives. And I had a student midwife there as well. And I had my doula, and my acupuncturist was on call, but the birth went so fast that I ended up not even having a chance to call her. And so figure out who your birth team is and who your support is. I think that's the first step.
And it's not like we just met them once. It wasn't like that at all. We had like monthly meetings and checkups and to make sure that you were ready for that.
Right. I prepped my body. And this time around, I really focused on preparing my body. It was like I was getting ready to run a marathon. So I was preparing my body and my mind going into it.
More like an Ironman competition.
Definitely. And I, you know, had these weekly sessions. I saw my midwives, I saw my chiropractor, I saw my acupuncturist, and then we also had meetings with the doula. And I felt so supported and always reassured that I'm making the right steps.
One of the most interesting things that we've experienced was the acupuncture perspective, because that was, you know, that was the first time we've been to an acupuncturist who deals with pregnancy. That was one of her focuses. And it was really cool to see how she was able to relax you just by doing acupuncture, just by putting needles in the meridians or certain spots in your body that basically took your mind off the surrounding area and put you into some, what looked like some sort of a trance, where you, after you were done with your session, you came out just relaxed, full of energy, happy. And that was like a really funny thing that happened was when she was getting her acu work done, I was just sitting nearby, and the acu was like, well, do you want some too? I was like, well, I like acu, but sure, why not? And she just like did her magic, I would say. And I just passed out sitting. I was like, well, what just happened? It was just, and I woke up and I was refreshed and energized. And so it was like a really, really cool experience.
It's nice to have those practitioners that support the mom and the dad and have that really caring and supportive relationship. And it was nice that she also did home visits too.
Yes, that was really great. I mean, she would travel quite some mileage, to be honest, in the Bay Area especially, just to visit you and to just relax you. And it was totally worth it. It was just totally worth it for you to be in a relaxed state.
Yeah, so remember, number one thing is, if you are switching from a hospital to a home birth or a birth center birth, keep in mind that it is time to make sure you prep your mind and your body and you choose what that supportive team is to prep you. I know that right now there are restrictions in the hospital to whoever can come in. It's usually one person now, which is probably your partner, and who will be during birth and postpartum. At home, of course, you have no restrictions, and it's nice to have that, or at a birth center, to have that support and that supportive team.
It's also very important to note that you have to be very well prepared, not just psychologically for a home birth or a birth center, but physically. So it has to be, you have to take care of yourself. You have to be well taken care of. Make sure to do your blood work. Make sure everything is solid and that you are confirmed for this type of birth.
Definitely. I remember with our second, we had some scares because, you know, I thought we won't be able to give birth at a birth center because I did have anemia. and that could have prevented us. And I ended up taking supplements, and those supplements made me sick. So I thought, you know, this is the end. I'm not going to be able to get my ideal birth. But, you know, lots of meat and natural supplements that my midwife suggested definitely did the trick.
So, what is a good partner to do when the wife's iron levels are down and he hears the word meat? So, I took her to a Brazilian steakhouse where there's plenty of that, and hopefully it had a great effect along with it. I mean, I'm sure supplements did a lot for you, but I hope, you know, that kind of was a catalyst for that.
Definitely was and a good experience. So, luckily my levels reached the point to where it was safe for me to give birth, and I was super excited to continue.
Yeah, and the team at the San Francisco Birth Center where you gave birth with our second child was just so on point, and they were so ready. And there was, I just remember it like to this day, that they were just relaxed.
And they were hands-on. Like, I loved having my midwife there the whole time.
I love the fact that they were very chill. They knew exactly what was happening, they knew exactly where you were at. And that probably comes with the experience of you know, attending so many births. And once again, this is our experience at one birth center. You know, there's a few birth centers that are around, possibly wherever you live, would be worth checking out and seeing if that is something, you know, if that's something that works for you.
And so, if you are deciding to either labor more at home before you do head out to the hospital, or if you do decide to switch to a birth center or a home birth, you want to make sure that you have some tools prepared to support you for that early labor. And so, some of my favorite tools are a birth ball, which you can actually use during pregnancy as well, and then postpartum to bounce the baby. In your hands. A TENS unit is great for some pain relief. With my second, we labored at home for a longer time, and so I put on headphones, my favorite playlist, and I
Favorite
connected.
t-shirt?
Yes. What was it? What?
Sunday Funday.
Yes, Sunday Funday. I have a picture somewhere. On that, but yes, wear something comfortable. And I put on my TENS unit, and it just gave so much pain relief during those contractions, and I can control it, which was really nice.
It was all of it was an experience, and I can only, you know, tell you from my perspective how it was, and I don't think I would change anything if even if I had even if I had an opportunity, because simply it was just great. Like, the experience that we received at a birth center was fantastic, and they allowed us to roam around. When we arrived, I guess we were early. Like, you weren't in active labor, and so they
It felt
basically
like it during the car ride.
San Francisco, especially with the San Francisco Bay Area traffic at the mo at that moment, yes, because we got stuck in traffic. It was like 1 o'clock,
Was
even though it was a sun. It
Monday.
was I think even though it was a Sunday, still it was like traffic-y for some reason. I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was a game or something, but you know, once we got there, my first thought was, okay, you know, same as the first birth, get on the bed and let's wait. But no, it was like so different. It was the midwives there were like, why are you know, you're here kind of early. Why don't you go walk
I
around?
think I was around a four, so I was like starting, and they told us to go walk around, which we walked around the street, and there wasn't much around there. It was mostly like houses, and then there was a Starbucks, and I got to labor in Starbucks, and I didn't want to leave.
Yeah, there was like a standing table, and you just leaned on it, and you're like, I'm not moving.
It was
Like,
super comfortable, and I feel like the people were staring, but that was
who cares? Who
okay.
cares? There's like one and a half person there. Like, there's like nobody there except for like like two people drinking, reading some newspaper, and you laboring. And I think the baristas were like, "What's going on? Like, is she gonna break water in the middle of a Starbucks?"
So I want to read my favorite quote to you because I truly believe that your body knows how to birth, no matter what, no matter what size the baby is. Our daughter was 8.5 pounds and our son was 7.7, and I had a dramatically different birth with her, all natural, no pain medication, and she was much bigger. And so Dr. Sarah J. Buckley states, when a woman feels confident in her body, well supported, and able to express herself without inhibition, the pain becomes just one part of the process and something that she can respond to instinctively with resources such as breath, sound, and movement. And I really hope that you can take that away with you for your labor. Make sure that you get the right support, and focus on those three things. Have an informed and empowered pregnancy and labor. Make sure that you have those birth tools that you need, and have a supportive team on your side. I truly wish you an amazing and empowered labor.
Yeah, and have that team that you decide to be yours, put your trust in them, because from what I've seen, the mind just turns off and you're just in another world. And having that team is kind of like having echoes in the back of your brain telling you, okay, this is what you need to do next, and to do your best. A person's in pain, you know, there's only so much that they can do. However,
I just remember you said pain. I remember my midwife telling me, like, think that it's not pain, and replace that word.
Whatever it takes.
Right.
It doesn't, I mean,
don't concentrate on the
pain. Don't concentrate on the word pain. I'm saying it from my perspective, but
focus on the end goal.
Yes. That encouragement is extremely essential, because I remember me sitting there and you were trying to push, and the midwives were just guiding you. They were like your guiding light and telling, in a very calm voice, telling you exactly what you need to do in order to achieve your goal. And it was just so calm, and it was not rushed. It was like, take your time, do your thing, and here we are, 2 years later.
Yes, you can do it, mamas. And I really believe that we as moms have that intuition and that strength. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm wishing you an empowered birth.
Thank you so much.